Hello, this is Emma. Tonight's video, we're going to be discovering some plant-based cookbooks together. These have been on my shelf at home for a while. And I haven't had the chance to go through them properly and check out all of the recipes. So I thought we could do that together. As you can see, there are three books. Mildred's Vegan Cookbook, Bright Food, Bold Flavor. And a beautiful cover. Purple, of course. This one is called And the third is Vegan 100 by Gaz Oakley. Over 100 incredible recipes from avant-garde vegan. Let's look at this one first. This is actually the official publication from one of my favorite plant-based restaurants here in London. The wholesome, hearty comfort food. Let's have a look inside the cookbook. Recipes created by Daniel Acevedo and Sarah Wasserman. Contents are brunch, including granola, waffles and muffins, starters and soups, mains and barbecue, bowls including Japanese, Indian and Mexican bowls, sides including veggies, slaw, compliments including preserves, dressings and dips, desserts, cakes, puddings and truffles, and the basics including cheeses, butters and gravy. This is Jane Moore, the founder of Mildred's, and it was opened in the 1980s. So we start with the brunch, and of course it moves on to the rest of the dishes with pictures. This one is a Brazilian black bean. Butternut squash and pistachio borac. Let's have a look at the desserts. And this batch of muesli looks so good. Desserts are page 198. Let's take a look. First we have Raising flour, caster sugar, baking powder, soya milk, light oil, vanilla extract, a pinch of vanilla seeds, coconut rum. Coconut flakes, and for the mousse, passion fruit puree, the pulp and the seeds, caster sugar, coconut milk, agar flakes, silken tofu, creamed coconut, and a mug of boiling water to warm and loosen the coconut. This looks so delicious. Next is aquafaba meringues. And aquafaba pavlovas. Wow. You can make raspberry pavlovas, mango and black sesame pavlovas, and this one is rhubarb. Oh my goodness, doesn't that look delicious? That's so beautiful. Peach melba with raspberry compote and lemon shortbread shards. Raspberry, almond, sherry. There's a recipe for the biscotti to go with it. Contains corn flour, orange juice, plain flour, baking powder, roasted, unsalted, shelled pistachio nuts, zest of half an orange, sugar, almond milk, coconut oil, vanilla extract, plant-based single cream, perhaps oat cream, demerara sugar, recipes for truffles, raw chocolate mousse cake, and even a Christmas pudding. Make your own hummus, dips. These are recipes for sides. Kimchi balls. And so much more. Wow. Persian lime and chickpea stew. Fennel seeds, cumin, olive oil, shallots, coriander, turmeric, tomatoes, limes, brown sugar, vegetable stock, new potatoes, dried rose petals, and flat leaf parsley. I shall definitely be trying out some of those recipes very, very soon. Even the muffins would be amazing to make. Flavor, variety, and practical recipes. I'm looking forward to that. The next, I have had a very quick flick through once before. Simple recipes, amazing food, all the plants. The contents are welcome. This book, Your Kitchen, Fantastic Feasts, Quick Heat, Big Eats, Show Pieces, Greens and Bosch Balls, Small Plates and Sharers, Cocktails, Desserts, Breakfasts, Nutrition, Thanks, and the index. Let's take a look at breakfasts. 252. That's making your own cheese. That's garlic and herb cashew cheese. Here we go. These desserts look nice as well. Breakfasts from daily smoothies to weekly bowls of goodness. Start your day right here. Some of the best pancakes I've ever had are plant-based because they come out so fluffy and lovely. Banana pancakes. You need 1.5 ripe bananas. Half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 90 grams of plain flour, 15 grams of caster sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 30 grams of pecans, 50 mils of maple syrup, and 20 grams of dark chocolate. Delish. They have a chocolate granola. Various breakfast toasts like creamy garlic mushroom toast, beans on toast, and scrambled tofu with spinach on toast. Smoky barbecue beans on toast. Banana bread. A full English breakfast with plant-based sausages, mushrooms, beans, cherry tomatoes baked, and little hash browns with avocado. This is a chocolate croissant to tear and share. Japanese breakfast. Wow. breakfast smoothies. Putting a load of healthy things into a smoothie is a great way, if not the best way, to start the day. It's quick, easy, and mess-free, and gives you the feeling that you are already winning the day. These are three of our favourite smoothies. To make smoothies a part of your daily routine, simply keep a store of fruit and veg in the freezer and blend it up regularly to keep your fruit and veg varied and get a healthy mix of goodness into your body. Turmeric power shot. Banana protein shake. Green goodness. And here's how to make those. The turmeric has 2 Braeburn apples, 2 oranges, a lemon, 6 centimeter piece of fresh ginger, 1.5 teaspoons of ground turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 100 mils of water. And the protein shake has vegan a pea protein in mine, plant-based milk, coconut water, maple syrup, 2 bananas, rolled oats, and smooth peanut butter, and cacao powder. And then this is a section on nutrition, all the vitamins you need, minerals, and how to get them into your diet. Very useful. Papa Ganoush. Peri peri. Hasselback. This one is one of my ultimate favourites. Tom Yum Soup. This is with mushrooms. Crispy chilli tofu. All of those look yummy to me. This one is by Gaz Oakley, who on Instagram is Avant-Garde Vegan, and I follow his account. It's really good. Excited to start And here we are, the contents of the book. Introduction, ingredients and equipment, essentials, breakfast and brunch, soups, snacks and bites, burgers, dogs and wraps. Mains, salads, sides, bread of heaven, sweet talking, healthy potions, and the index and acknowledgement. Here's the mains. Sriracha meatballs with noodles and grilled vegetables. Beetroot risotto with candied walnuts and beetroot crisps. Mac and cheese with coconut. The Wellington with seitan, which is a wheat protein and really nice tasty. The ultimate roast. This nut roast is far from boring and is full of incredible flavours with excellent nutrients. It's perfect for special occasions or a Sunday lunch served with gravy and mixed lemon greens. See page 162. Olive oil. Red onion, garlic, a pepper, leek, diced butternut squash, chestnut mushrooms, roughly chopped rosemary, sage, sea salt and pepper, zest of a lemon, red lentils, gluten-free breadcrumbs, dried cranberries, dried apricots, and sun-dried tomatoes, and 4 tablespoons of egg replacement. Put the binding together. This is the coconut stew, rice and peas with fried plantain. Coconut oil, red onion, ginger, cloves, garlic, chili, jerk seasoning, courgette, potatoes, butternut squash, vegetable stock, coconut milk, tomato puree, the juice of half a lime, canned chickpeas, cashew nuts, handful of spinach and a cubed mango. These are his chorizo style chili dogs, and he teaches you how to make the sausages from scratch. This is spinach and basil, buckwheat, grapes. Sweet and spicy broth. Fragrant parsnip and lentil soup. Has red onions, a red cabbage, sweet apple, olive oil, fresh thyme, vegetable stock, almond milk, balsamic vinegar, and a pinch of salt and pepper. This is the deepest purple soup made from red cabbage and red onion. Red cabbage is so nutritious, and not many people know how versatile it is. This soup is a great way to celebrate it. The thyme complements the flavour perfectly, and the balsamic and apple add a delicious sweetness. This is a crack. creme fraiche. He has a recipe to make it, but I usually buy creme fraiche by Oatly, which is an oat cream, and it's really, really good. Gazpacho, omelette, quinoa salad, chia seed pudding, aubergine, there we are. I hope you enjoyed discovering these lovely cookbooks with me. Lots of love, sweet dreams. Hope you have a wonderful from me.